What's up, guys? Welcome to the Penthouse Fire Podcast, episode number 20.
Yes.
Today's episode, we are going to talk about wedding fairs because we've just done one a couple of weeks ago, and we want to just like reminisce on the experience, but also the good points, the bad points, what we change, what we add to the next time we do it, maybe things like that. Should we just dive straight in?
Let's just go.
Yeah, let's just go straight in.
Like, messy. Alien 2. Mm. Aliens is actually called. Just, you know,
great film. So we did a wedding fair 2 weeks ago on a Sunday, which most of the time they are, I guess. Before that, we did a little bit of planning. Mostly from Dave, because he's getting married at some point in the future. Don't know if you've got a date
yet. Thanks for the confidence. Fucking hell.
I think so.
May or may not be getting married.
It's a generalisation.
Carol will probably change her mind.
But no, you're getting married at some point, and you and Carrie have obviously been...
Yeah, you're not invited.
Wouldn't go anyway. Oh, shit, bro. So, yeah, you've done your research anyway for your own sake.
Yeah, because I've been going to one pretty much... Every weekend I've gone to at least one since the start of the year.
So you must have been to like four, five?
I've been to four or five now. Yeah.
So you had a bit of experience from what you'd seen and stuff.
Yeah. Just going around and talking. It's weird how, I know there's just like a random thing.
Yeah.
The one thing I just found out was really bizarre about the wedding fair that we did was like every wedding fair that I've gone to, it's like you're going to a wedding fair to see the venue and speak to suppliers. Yeah. That's literally the reason you're going.
Yeah.
So I've...
Or if you're just hungry and you want some free cake.
Well, that's a great
shout.
That's why it's carried.
But, you know.
So when I've gone, I've purposely gone and spoke to everyone I can.
Yeah.
Get all their
details. Because even if you don't use that person, say you're going to speak to what? Like a cake supplier or something like
cake,
that?
Cake, suits, you photographers, get loads of photographers.
You get... What can I get for the price? What do you offer and what am I getting? Yeah. How much is that going to cost me? Well, then when you go to the next one, it's like, what do you offer? And what do you... What's the price? And you got comparison, like even if you don't use either of them, it's like I'm now understanding what someone that doing the cake is going to cost.
You know? I mean, the main thing for me is as well as checking out the product and see, like, if it's a photographer, obviously you got to like the pictures that they're showing.
Sure. Yeah.
But I mean, a big thing for me personally is because someone told me this, and there's really good advice for anyone getting married.
Done.
50% divorce rate, it's not great.
One in four get cancer. What?
You might get cancer, you will get divorced. But no, they said like a big part of choosing the suppliers on the day is, do you like these people? Do you get on well with these people?
Because they're going to be there all day.
Exactly. Your wedding day. You don't have people there that are going to piss you off and you don't get on with.
Yeah. So and if they're rude at me and like first time.
Yeah, at a fucking wedding fair. Fuck you. I don't care how good you are. I don't want you at the wedding day.
Yeah.
So like the main people in my mind for a lot of the things we're thinking of are they're in the back of my mind and they're people that I'm considering in large part because of how well I got on well with them just as people. I mean, service is a big thing to me anyway. Like if I go to a restaurant or a store that really treated me well, I'm going to remember that personally. Some other people might just be like, oh, get the cheapest thing, and that's absolutely fine. But I think if people make the effort to be nice and be, you know, try and build a rapport and try and say hello and strike up a conversation, I really appreciate that. So that's a big thing for me.
Well, that's a great point. And I guess it would be like, if anyone's whoever's watching this, I guess that, you know, you're interested in wedding fairs or gonna go to one or whatever, your band and stuff, as a musician or soloist, duo, whatever. So I guess a good point really is going into that thinking of, right, I want to, so someone like yourself, like the client, potential client, is thinking of customer service.
Exactly.
How you can bond with that person because you're going to be there at their event all day or whatever.
Yeah.
Or a big chunk of it. So being really friendly, polite, courteous, and all the good customer service stuff. And then on the other side, equal balance, maybe skill set. You know, like what you bring to the table in your product.
Yeah.
So good music and good band, and also friendly, polite, courteous, and good personality. Boom.
Yeah.
Like those are the two things you really got to think about, I guess. Really.
Yeah. So what I was going to loop it back to our wedding fair. So. Mm. you know, I'm going to wedding fairs as a client, like you say. I'm eager to speak to all the suppliers there. Yeah. That's the main reason I'm going there. I found it surprising how many people didn't really want to engage with us.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were intimidated because it's, you know, it's the five of us instead of two, or because of loud music or whatever. But I don't know. I just assumed most people would at least want to know what we're about.
Yeah.
One thing that I found I had quite a lot of success with when I was, you know, people are walking by us.
And manning obviously, the table and stuff.
You don't want to nag them and oversell because that's just going to piss people off. You know, you want to be friendly and bubbly and approachable, but if they don't want to talk, they don't want to talk. There's no point pushing it. But one thing I found quite successful in building rapport was talking to them about the fact that I've just got engaged too. And I've been going to wedding fairs. I've just like you have. So I know exactly what you're going through. I've done this 5-6 times now. And telling them about, oh, I'm getting married next year. When are you getting married? Oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, cool. Could we? And that's an in. Because I'm saying I'm in exactly the same situation.
You're not selling the band. You're finding a common ground with them.
Exactly, yeah. And I really, lot of people were like, oh, really? Oh, when are you? And then have you been to the? I was there as well. And you're in then.
Yeah.
Then when you say, if you've already got that connection and they're responding to that, then when you say, so well, we're just grabbing everyone's details, can you? They're like, oh yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, because you're in then.
Yeah.
But if you are struggling, I mean, you know, you might not be getting married. You could just tell that as a story. Yeah. Because you know,
take the ring off.
It's a big bad one.
Like, I'm getting married. Like, you got a ring already.
Divorce, you know.
But yeah.
50%. I found that really positive.
Make some,
that really helps.
Make some common ground when you're absolutely having a conversation.
You're ginger, so am I.
We can get down. That could lead to dark bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, find some common ground. That's a great tip. Definitely. That was a good one.
You're white. Me too.
Oh, we lost the light.
Oh, we lost the light. There we go. We are alive.
We are alive. Yeah, that's cool. The next thing, I guess, is really the main thing we went there for and to try and get out of it was emails, contact information, soft data. Oh, yeah.
I just watched that. You know that Friends episode where Joey doesn't know what it's after? It killed me.
That's good. That is good, bro. Yeah, it's good. So soft data, which is, contact information, the email addresses, the phone numbers, the names, the wedding date of their
PIN
wedding.
PIN numbers, credit card details.
Yeah, credit card details. Such a screenshot of that shit, you know.
Dick pics, everything.
What's that? Send it to me. Airdrop. Yeah, all that good stuff. Anyway, yeah. So you're collecting data. That's a really main thing because, I don't know, like, I guess most suppliers aren't going to get, like, bookings there and then, really. It's all about the person being interested. Maybe they're looking at another band as well or a different one that they just went to. Whatever, you know, so just collecting that information is the key part of what you're going there for. Come away with that information, so some potential leads, I guess you call it. So what we had, we just had like a not a sign up sheet, but like a sheet where they could put these details down. Email name, email address, phone number, date of their wedding, and social media if they used it, whatever.
Like, we had a little table next to the full band setup with all of the lighting. Yeah. We had a table with the sign-up sheet and some business cards that we laid out in some nice little origami shapes to be all fancy.
Yeah.
You also got like a fold-out
banner.
Pull-out banner, which looks really, really cool. So well done on that. Yeah. That looked awesome.
That banner literally just said, like, book now, had a couple of pictures of us, obviously our name in massive writing, a few bullet points on, like, key, what do you call it, UPS.
Yep.
USP marketing.
UPS delivery. Got a package. For
FedEx. Unique selling point. What I meant.
I mean, I'll take most of the credit for spell checking it.
You did. You know, I get tired when I'm doing this late, and I'm like, Dave. Dave's like, wrong.
Where did you go?
Just went online to find it.
Talk to the people, man.
I literally just because I've seen bands do it before and I've worked in the bands like years and years ago. that had done those type of things. So I was like, yeah, cool opportunity to get this, see what it works out like. 30 quid was what I paid. There's millions of websites out there for it as well. So literally, if you just type in sign banner or something like that, you'll find it. And then you just like have to search for a few things. Obviously, make sure it's a UK website and that.
I think it looks really nice though, because you can. I've seen bands before where there's the danger of it looking like some like random IT consultancy from Crew. But
that's
whatever.
The kind of looks very companies that have them, isn't it? It's really
just
car companies, IT companies, things like that.
You did a really good job of R1 capturing
bandy.
Our image and our presence, and it didn't look like boring and like it had like an impact and it was really eye-catching.
That's cool.
And it was it looked fresh, so good job on that.
And then so we had that pinned up, and then we also had like two little lights that we ended
that was
up
a nice touch as well.
Sort of beaming up towards the sign to like make it light up a little bit. They were moving it at some point, weren't they, throughout the day,
to try and catch people up.
So if someone's walking by and they see these lights like sort of flickering, then it might pull them attention to the banner. So that was key. And then how we ran it, I guess.
I had this idea that we all kind of talked about with all of you. Still rolling, baby. About this idea of we would be performing a song and when clients would stop to watch us, Connor would step out. We would continue to perform instrumentally. Connor would step out, stop singing and speak
sort
to them.
Bring signal for the band volume to drop down.
Yeah, drop
and
it down.
Drop it right down.
So he can talk to the clients, get their details, build up a bit of rapport, ask about what kind of songs they want to hear, and he could either slip seamlessly back into that same song, so it's all one fluid motion, or we could instantly transition into another song of their choosing.
Yeah.
Either way, it would just be really slick and professional.
But we didn't do that.
Well, we did in parts. But I think it was just we didn't really
have
loads of
flow, weren't we? Really, throughout the day.
We didn't have loads of time to properly rehearse it. It's the first Wedding Fair that we did, so it was lots of new things that we were trying out. And I think it would definitely be worth a discussion as to bring in a sixth person, like who's like good at PR, good at speaking to people,
and his purpose is there specifically to do this job.
Yeah, so we can perform, focus on that, and we have we can rely on a sixth person.
Yeah,
100%. Who is like really good at grabbing people and
so, yeah. Because what we ended up doing was, like you said, we had the 5-piece band, we performed 3-4 songs maybe in a row, and then we had it. Luckily, Connor's friend literally stood to the right side of the band or whatever, next to the table.
He just came
cards.
To kind of support us. And,
yeah, he wanted to support Connor.
He ended up
and see the band.
Such a massive help.
Oh, a massive help. So yeah, I would definitely, learning point from that was like, have the band perform, have someone else there, like you just said, specifically for that, with business cards, got a little sign up sheet with the collecting the soft data, you know, and having a conversation while the band's playing. Because we're not playing full volume like we normally do as well. We're playing like a little bit less than that.
Yeah.
To still give the experience as well of the band, like what we're like. So that's like a massive help, having someone else there just to be like, you know, people passing by, oh, guys, you want a business card? Band performing right there. Yeah, this is Penthouse 5 or whatever, you know, your band's called. That kind of thing is way much better.
I think that would be a big help. Also, we didn't get round to making a set list, but I think that would also be very...
having a set list on the table as well, so people can flick through it.
Because we
play this song.
We had a few situations where we had clients that were interested, and we'd say, "What would you like to hear? What would you like us to play?" And you know, putting someone on the spot like that, it's kind of like saying, "What's your favorite movie?" And you're like, "There's a million options." And so I think the next time we do it, if we did have a set list or at least a list of like songs such as or artists featured,
so
they can kind of be like, oh cool, Mary J. Blige, I didn't know you did that, and then we can go straight in, and I think that would be add to the seamless, you know, because it's like the time is money kind of thing. You want to make the most of the time that you have with the clients when you have their attention. Nowadays
it's a good point on that. We'll come back to that in a sec.
I'm pretty much done, so
another thing, I was going back a little bit, how we actually did it. So we performed a few songs, and then it was kind of hit and miss. Like, you know, there's quiet points throughout the day. So we're performing from like 11 o'clock in the morning till 4 p.m. That's the wedding fair time we had. So it's quite a long day anyway. And people, yeah, there's other things going on. So sometimes there's an event going on in a different building or somewhere else.
There's a fashion show at the other
school. Exactly. So sometimes it just got quiet for like an hour and then like it was like a couple of people.
There was also another musical group. There was actually
a choir,
like a Methodist choir group.
So like they'd be performing, so we had to stop and things like that.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is like we would perform a few songs and then, and you know, hopefully some people would gather in that and that's great. But also we'd take a break when there's no point in playing all the time. Plus, there's fatigue on the singer mostly.
Yeah, Kyle was a really long day. Struggling towards the end, wasn't he?
Exactly, it's a long day, so you've got to think about fatigue on the singer, and also, so you had the one person
and the keys player. I mean, those tasty chords for 5 hours.
Fingers, it's man, like, 10 fingers. Yeah, Jesus. So you got the person doing the PR. That's really great. But then also the band did PR as well in the break, especially like you did that, and you were talking about Common Ground. We'll come back to that in a sec. But I was going to say, what was the point you made just a minute ago? I said we'll come back to it.
Time is money.
Yeah. So an example of that, be careful who you spend time with when you're chatting. So we're stood here, you know, the band just performed, right? And we've drawn some people in. We've got five people plus the guy doing PR for us. So, you know, we're mingling and maybe me and Dave are talking to someone and maybe Connor's talking to someone else, like our singer, maybe our drummer's talking to someone else. So, you know, we're really sort of making the most of our time. Be careful for these people that, you know, this venue is a hotel, so people are staying at a hotel, and we had this couple come down who really liked the band, and they spent maybe half an hour, 45 minutes down there. Obviously, we didn't clock on straight away that they weren't, you know, potential clients, you know, so we're spending all this time talking to them, and they are just really wasting our time. Not in a like horrible way, but I mean,
it's not a potential client.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got all these people possibly walking past, which you're missing or whatever, or who, you know, whatever. But like, if you're spending all this time, I think it's really got to be like, don't spend too much time with any particular couple, whatever. You know, don't spend fucking 45 minutes chatting to a couple if it's not leading anywhere, you know, where you're just talking about random
after
stuff.
After 3 seconds, if they're not going to pay for a gig, say, fuck you.
Have you got money? No, get the fuck out, waste my time. But like, there's truth to that. We're taking piss, but like, there's truth to that.
They were around for close to an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was, you know,
it's just an
experience thing of clocking on.
Absolutely.
Like, okay, we've got what we can out of these people. Let's focus on the new people approaching.
Yeah.
You don't want to be rude or anything.
No,
but
you want to... I mean, the thing is there's like 200 people or couples apparently at that event.
Mm.
So you want to really see as many as possible because not everyone is going to be interested. Not everyone's going to put their details down. So you want to just... It needs to be a day of just like getting in front of as many people as possible, chatting to as many different people as possible. So you increase the chance of... more people putting their details down, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your point of
common ground. I'm getting married next year as well. So from the start of this year.
Is it definitely next year?
We're trying to buy a house this year, so if that might push it back, but it should be the end of next year.
Might break up. I'm so good.
But
I'm joking.
Oh, the confidence. But yeah, so I've been, since the start of this year, I've been going to a wedding fair pretty much once a weekend. I've been to 4 or 5 now. And so I had a bit of common ground with the people, and I had quite a lot of success. Obviously, we were performing and there's lots of people coming and going.
And then when we stopped, we jump off, us two are like on the table for a bit, and I saw this.
And quite a few times I'd be speaking to people. And I think, you know, just try and build a genuine kind of rapport and have a conversation with people. Don't just say, we're a band, buy us. Like, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
So
your approach was way more easy. It was like, hey, how you doing? How's your days going?
Yeah. So I would start by saying, are you enjoying the wedding fair so far? And then I would say, well, I've just got engaged myself, so I've started going to wedding fairs too. I've been to this one and this one. Have you gone to that? And pretty much every time I did it, they engaged with me, and you know, because it's like, oh, you're engaged, cool, you know. And I'd be saying about, oh, I went to this thing, or like a story about I bumped to this person, yeah. or I know one, did you speak to him? And then that would, they would, you know, they'd usually say, oh, so when are you getting married? And I'd say, oh, I'm getting married in the September next year, blah, blah. What about you? And then they give me their date. And that would, that's like an in to be like, okay, well, we've got this sign up form. We're just grabbing everyone's details.
Yeah.
Could we just grab it? And if I've already got to that point and where I've been able to have a bit of a chat with them for a minute or two, then generally they're almost always likely to be happy to pop your details down.
Because so it's like a balance of like being really polite and friendly, getting some common ground so you get a rapport going. But then also not going too far. We're just chatting about random shit for a fucking hour.
Bringing it back to why you're there.
Find that way to like, oh, okay, bring us back.
But
like,
up until that point, I hadn't mentioned it. I'd maybe said, there's probably quite a few times where I didn't even mention the band at all. I literally said, hello, how's it going? How are you enjoying the day? And then I was, and then, oh yeah, not too bad, blah, blah, blah. Like, what's your favorite thing here so far? Blah, blah, blah. And then I'd say, oh, you know, I've just got engaged. I'm doing these wedding affairs too. You know, this is something I found, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, I've not said anything about the band or anything. So I'm not, I'm just having a chat. And if they're happy to chat back, that's when you can direct it back.
Find that way to segue to the band.
Yeah, and you can say, well, you know, my name's Dave. We're Penthouse 5. We perform at weddings. You know, we're the official approved supplier of the Vir, so that was a kind of a cool stat to throw at them. And then I could get their details down. So you know, even if you're not getting married, that's just, it's a handy way to find a bit of common ground. And if you can build that rapport, then you're in. Like after that, it's just about following up, like you say, with the product. But
cool, man.
I had a lot of success with that. So if we do it again, I'm definitely going to use that tactic.
Definitely. I guess the last thing I would say as a tip is, well, on the breaks we'd have, so obviously we'd be playing, as we said, then we'd stop for a little bit if it got quiet, or we'd just like, yeah, we can have a chat. We had some background music on as well, so it wasn't dead silence. And then a couple of times, like you and me, we walked off and went to speak to other suppliers. So it's also a good point of like, using it as a networking opportunity.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because there's photographers out there we were talking to who are like really high end and doing obviously great work and stuff. And then, you know, if they hear you're playing down the room, they're like, oh, we love your music. You guys sound great. Like, you know, you just getting to know people in the industry, and you never know. Like, you follow them on social media. That's what we were doing. We were out to a photographer.
It's another potential client.
Yeah, you know? I mean, yeah, like they might find a client that wants a particular band, and they were, oh, I literally saw this band the other day and blah, blah, blah. They work with Devere and they're based here, and like, I've seen them and I heard them. So like, they're good.
That reliability.
Yeah. And I've now got them on social media as well. You know, you do a little post with them, little photo, they tag you, you tag them. And we did that with a couple of people, didn't we? Suppliers and stuff. And yeah, I mean, if anything, it's going to build your social media a little bit. We had other people coming down and like filming us and like getting there.
We had a wedding planner who was coming and dancing to our music. She was loving
it.
She was
doing like a little video of her Instagram and stuff, and then she posted it and she got like 20,000 followers or something. So like, you also got opportunities to network and build your own social media presence as well, just by networking and being friendly and just following them and giving them a shout out and stuff, you know? So yeah, that was another point I would suggest. So there's clients and there's networking opportunities with other suppliers.
Yeah, that's definitely something not to be missed. Definitely speak to the suppliers.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely do both those two things.
Yeah, because they could even give you some advice. There's something that, you know, handy tips.
Yeah.
There's loads of reasons to speak to them.
Exactly. Yeah. And you might even just get some knowledge out of them of industries and stuff. I would say that's probably about it from the experience side of things.
Yeah, so the only extra thing I'd say is if you go onto our Instagram page at Penthouse 5 and then band, there was this Methodist choir that were there.
Yeah, that's fine.
And we got this clip of them dancing and singing whilst we were playing it. It's just
like every band's dream, surely. Like
so
having
cool.
a big choir right next to you or like behind you. Yeah. It's like,
it was band. Amazing. So yeah, that video is awesome. Check that out. Yeah.
But that's pretty much about it, I guess, isn't it? That's our tips and sort of things we learned from our experience at our first wedding fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely things you can improve on, things you can plan for, and definitely all the things we've mentioned. I'd say implement all of them. You know, learn from our experience as well.
That's it.
And that's what we've done. But anyway, that's pretty much episode 20 now done and dusted. And we'll catch you on the next one, I guess.
Yeah, man. Thanks very much.
Cheers, guys. Catch you on the next one. Peace out.